a, quote, silver bullet, end quote, answer to the new coronavirus, despite the rush to discover effective vaccines. More than 18 million people worldwide have been infected with the coronavirus, nearly 4.7 million of them in the hard-hit United States, and almost 2.8 million in Brazil. 690,000 people have died globally from COVID-19, nearly 155,000 in the United States and more than 94,000 in Brazil. Brazilian President Jair Bolsonaro's chief of staff, Army General Walter Souza Braga Neto, has tested positive for COVID-19. His office said Monday he becomes the seventh Brazilian minister to contract the disease. The office said in a statement, Braga Neto is doing well and has no symptoms. He will remain in isolation and continue working remotely until he has another examination and medical evaluation. The BBC reports it has received leaked documents from an anonymous source indicating Iran is not being honest about its COVID-19 data. The British news outlet says COVID-19 deaths in the Middle Eastern country are nearly three times what Iran claims, 42,000 deaths by July 20th, but the health ministry reported 14,405. Similarly, it reports the infection rate was twice as large. Spain aims to roll out a COVID-19 contact tracing app in September after saying Monday a pilot shows it could detect almost twice as many potential infections as human trackers during a simulated outbreak. In the absence of a vaccine or a cure, states are deploying Bluetooth wireless technology to log contacts and alert people when someone they've been near tests positive. This is VOA News. The White House and top congressional Democrats are scheduled to resume discussions this hour about a new coronavirus relief package for 30 million American workers left unemployed by the coronavirus pandemic. Negotiators for the COVID-19 relief bill reported some progress over the weekend, but the two sides remain far apart. Spain's former king, Juan Carlos, has told his son, King Felipe, that he decided to leave Spain, the royal house said in a statement Monday, after corruption allegations about him had surfaced in recent weeks. In June, Spain's Supreme Court opened an investigation into Juan Carlos's involvement with a high-speed rail contract in Saudi Arabia, after a Swiss newspaper reported he had received $100 million from the late Saudi king. France said Monday it would not ratify a 2017 extradition treaty with Hong Kong after China introduced a controversial national security law for the global financial hub. It said the national security law for Hong Kong was, quote, a change that compromises the inherited framework of the 1997 handover, end quote, to China from British rule. New Zealand, Canada, Britain, Australia, and Germany have already suspended extradition treaties with Hong Kong since the security law was introduced in June. A spokesperson for Boris Johnson says Britain's prime minister hopes to conclude a trade agreement with Japan soon. He's trying to get it done ahead of the official visit to London of Japan's foreign minister later this week. Microsoft Corporation says it is continuing talks to acquire popular short video app TikTok from Chinese internet giant ByteDance. This as U.S. President Donald Trump has agreed to give ByteDance 45 days to negotiate the sale. Politician John Hume, who won a Nobel Peace Prize for work to end violence in his native Northern Ireland, has died. Tributes continue to pour in from across the political spectrum. Quote, John Hume was a political titan, a visionary who refused to believe the future had to be the same as the past, end quote, said former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who helped craft the Good Friday Agreement. Irish Prime Minister Michael Martin said it was, quote, impossible to properly express the scale and significance of John Hume's life, end quote. Lebanon's Foreign Minister Nassef Hitti resigned Monday in protest at the government's mishandling of a spiraling economic crisis, warning that if there is no will to reform, quote, the ship will sink, end quote. His successor, Charbel Wabe, a former ambassador and advisor to President Michel Iwan, was named only hours later. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1, the voice of America, VOA 1.